on this frequency.
You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hello there, welcome. Welcome to another episode. Today, we're going to take a look at intention setting. I'm hoping that you're going to find this useful and interesting. If you do, please remember, give us a like, a comment, a share, a subscribe, a review. It all helps. Subscribe on your favourite platform. Give us a review on your favourite platform. Share it far and wide. Helps to get the podcast spread to other people as well. So we're going to take a look at intention setting, as I said. So the first thing we need to do is take a look at what's the difference between setting a goal and setting an intention. Because often when I speak about intention setting, people assume we're talking about goals, which we're not. Goals and intentions are two different things. They're different, but as we'll see in a few seconds, they do work beautifully together. So a goal. What makes up a goal? Well, it's normally very specific. It's a specific thing. There's this specific thing we want to achieve. It's measurable. So you know how you know you've achieved it, because you can measure it. There's usually a timed, nearly always a timed component to a goal. In fact, if you don't have a timed component, it tends not to be a goal. And that's where you say, I'm going to achieve this particular thing by this point. And a goal relates to a particular action. It's a particular thing that you're doing, one particular thing. Basically, a goal is focused on an external outcome. I am going to achieve this by this time. This is what I'm going to do. This is when I'm going to have it done. And this is how I will know that it's been done. That's what makes a goal. We know about SMART goals, specific, measurable, all that sort of thing. That's a goal. We today are talking about setting intentions, however. Now, an intention, it's less specific than goal. It's more abstract. And it's also broader. It's a more general statement. It can even be open-ended. An intention, you set your intention for the day, for the week, for whatever. It's more abstract, it's more general, open-ended, and it's usually a deeper purpose-driven thing. So an intention is focused on an internal outcome. What's happening inside for you? So a goal might be, my goal is to achieve this weight by this time, or my goal is to have this amount of money in my bank by this time. Whereas an intention might be more, I intend to enjoy everything that I'm doing in life. I intend to make people happy. My intention is to learn as I'm going along. So goals are focused on an external outcome, whereas intentions are focused on something inside, what's going on for us inside. As I said, they are different, but they do work beautifully together. We might set an intention and then set various goals which help us to fulfill that intention. Or we might set goals and then set intentions which create the framework and the environment, particularly inside our mind, create that environment to enable us to pursue and fulfill those goals. Excuse me. So, we have spoken in the past about how to create a goal. So how do you create an intention statement? What are some things to consider when you're creating an intention statement? your statement of intent. I'm going to list here, we're going to go over six different things for you to consider. And the first of these is, what are your values and your aspirations? Now, values, we have spoken about before, we will speak about again, they're a key part of mindset. Your values are things which are important to you. They're normally one or two words, but they're things which are important to you. Some examples might be health, wealth, happiness, loyalty, friendship, growth, fun, development, environment, family, safety. All of these things, and many, many, many more. There are countless things that could be values. These are things that are important to you. So when you're creating your intention, make sure it aligns with your values, aligns with things that are important to you. Or, when you create an intention, bring your values into alignment to fulfill that intention. Because if your values and your intention conflict, your intention is not going to be fulfilled. Same with goals. Your values are a very important driver. And your aspirations, what do you aspire? What would you like to be? What are you driving towards? These are great things to consider to help you create your intention. And an intention could be a lifelong intention, or it could be an intention for a shorter time. For example, when I go on a training course, I set my own intentions for that course. My intentions. What do I want to learn? How do I want to be showing up? What do I want to be? How do I want to be? What do I intend to do and to get from that training? Also, a great thing with intention statements, connect with your inner desires. What drives you? What do you most want? What do you most want to have, to do, to be? Particularly things to be. It's a great source for inspiration for your intention statements. Now, when you create your statement of intent, use positive, empowering language. As with goals and as with all change, we've explored this many times in the past, we will continue to explore this in the future. Make it positive and empowering towards what you do want, not away from what you don't want. Reason for this is there are two kinds of motivation. There's away from motivation, where we're motivated to move away from pain, and there's toward motivation, where we're motivated to move towards what we do want. With away from motivation, pain, that could be when you put your hand on the cooker, for example, and the cooker's on, your hand burns. You are very motivated to move away from that source of pain. You'll move that hand away very, very quickly. So away from can get you very quick results, but it's also short-lived. You move your hand and then stop. Your hand will stop once you've moved it away from that source of pain. So with away from motivation, as soon as we moved away from the pain, the motivation's gone. Whereas when we have toward motivation, it can be slower. It can take more to get us going, but it keeps pulling us until we've achieved the thing that we want. So use positive, empowering language. Set the intentions for what you want to be, not what you want to move away from. Because when you move away from something, you create a vacuum. And as we know, nature abhors a vacuum, and so does our mind. Our mind abhors vacuums. We move away from that, it's going to replace that with something random. On the other hand, if we're moving towards, then whatever we get away from is replaced by what we're moving toward. Just making sense? Hopefully it's making sense for you. Also, with your intention statement, make it personal. It's your intention. Not anybody else's intention. It's your intention. Make it personal and make it meaningful. Make it something which means something to you. Because if it doesn't mean anything to you, what's the point, right? Keep it concise and memorable. These are two really important things. Sometimes people will create a great long rambling intention, which is very nice. But if it's not concise and memorable, how are you going to remember it, right? You want something short, concise, memorable, snappy, something that you can recall to mind very quickly, very easily. So that it stays in your mind. It's something you can perhaps pop on a post-it note on your computer, or have as a nice picture on your backdrop, or write on your whiteboard or whatever. Keep it concise and memorable. Short and memorable makes it very easy for your mind to process, makes it very easy for you to focus on it. If it's a great long 3 pages of A4, forget it. There's no way your mind's going to be able to focus on all of that. Get concise, memorable. And embrace flexibility and openness with intention statements. It's all right for it to be open, to be open-ended, to be open to bringing other things in, to be flexible, to change and adjust as you're fulfilling that tension, that intention. And as you're growing and developing, you may find that intention evolves and blossoms into something so much bigger. Be open to that. Be open to embracing that. Why do you want to create an intention? Because if you're going to be doing something, even if you don't create an intention, you're still going to do stuff anyway. You might as well make sure that what you're doing fulfills an intention, fulfills a need, a desire. You make sure that when you're doing stuff, it fills your values, meets your values. It's driven by your aspirations. It does connect with your inner desires. And it is personal and meaningful, because the time is going to pass anyway. You're going to be doing stuff anyway. Create the intention to drive everything that you do to fulfill those things. Once you have created your intention, how do you get started on the journey to fulfilling that intention? Bearing in mind, some intentions can be open-ended. It is a journey, it's not a destination. And that's the great thing about intentions. It is the journey, it's what you, how you grow and develop along the way. It's not necessarily an end point. Beautiful things. So break it down. Break the journey down. My intention is this. Okay. So what makes up this? My intention is to have a fulfilling life. Beautiful. What is a fulfilling life? What does that look like? What are some things that you could do which would count to as fulfilling? So break it down like you do with goals. Break it down into those smaller steps. Also, really important is a growth mindset. We explored this in a previous episode. I'll link to that in the show notes, which you can get. Go to keithblakemanoble.com/show. Look for the one about intention setting. I'll get you the show notes for this episode. Have a look there. I'll have a link to the episode we did about growth mindset. But have a growth mindset. So you're focused on possibilities, focused on growth, focused on what you can do, what you can create, rather than focusing on what you haven't got, what you can't do. But having a growth mindset helps create this journey to fulfill the intention, because you are going to have to grow from where you are. Okay? Makes sense, right? Because if you already had everything if you didn't need to grow, you would already have everything you need to fulfill that intention, which means you'd be fulfilling it already. So why would you create an intention statement? Accountability can be a really good way to help. Tell people, maybe close friends, maybe colleagues, maybe people who can help, tell them what your intention is. Ask them to help you stay accountable. Or tell them, hey, I'm going to be doing this. My intention is for this. If you see me straying from the path, please do point it out to me. Give me that proverbial kick up the backside to get back on track. And celebrate. Celebrate every time you achieve something that brings you closer to fulfilling that intention. The more we celebrate our successes, the more successes we create. Because when we celebrate a success, we're drawing our own attention and focus to that success. And wherever your focus and attention goes, that's what you're going to get more of, because that's what you're training your mind to focus on. You're going to create more of whatever it is that you're focusing on. So celebrate your successes. It helps you to focus more on the successes and to create more of them. So with all that said, you've started on your, you've created your intentions statement, you've started on your journey. How can you boost your chances of success for fulfilling this intention? I should have set the intention to be able to speak properly before recording this, shouldn't I, thinking about it? Hey, there we go. So what are some ways you can boost your success toward fulfilling your potential? Visualizing, creative visualization. It's a great way to do it. There's a few different ways you can do this. It doesn't have to be visual as such. What do I mean by that? Different people have different ways of visualizing stuff. Some people, just a small percentage of people, just cannot get a mental picture of anything. So they can't visualize it. They assume, well, that means there's nothing I can do. Not at all. There are many different ways in which you can visualize your fulfilling your intention. Create vision boards. They work. Different ones work for different things. Work for different people. For some people, vision boards, complete waste of time. For other people, they work beautifully. Create this vision board of what life looks like, fulfilling that intention. Have a bit of fun as you create it. And when you do create it with text, create it with pictures, images. That's the word I'm looking for. Images that you've got from the internet, or that you've got from magazines or papers, or even ones that you've drawn yourself. Once you've created this, place it somewhere where you are going to see it all the time, or as often as possible. You might make it your backdrop for your computer. You might pop it on the wall just above your monitor, so it's always there. Whenever you look up, there it is. Pop it on the fridge. Pop it on your bathroom mirror, so that you see it almost first thing every morning. Great way to help drive you towards fulfilling that intention. You might do some creative visualization if you're able to picture things nicely and clearly with your eyes closed, or hear. Now, when you do your visualizations, especially your creative visualizations, see what it looks like, but also hear what you would hear in that situation and feel what you would feel inside. Really amp up the emotional response. Really ramp everything up, like turning the dial up to 11. Just to really, really, really feel it all. Similar to vision boards, use post-it notes, pictures, little reminders. Remember we said earlier, make your intention concise and memorable. Make it concise. You can write on a post-it note. Other forms of notes are available. And stick it everywhere. Stick it on your monitor, stick it on your mirror, stick it beside your bed, stick it on the fridge, stick it on your TV, use it as a bookmark for your favourite book. Stick it everywhere so you're always seeing it. Write it down. This is a really good way, because it brings in several of our senses, including kinesthetic, the feeling and moving sense, as well as our visual sense and our auditory digital, as we're saying it to ourselves. So this can fulfill many of our different senses at once. Write it down. Write down what your intention is. But also get creative. Write down what that looks like. Write down what life looks like as you are living that intention. Get really creative about this as well. This one, it's absolutely fine to write reams and reams. The more you write about it, the more you get into it, the more it creates that drive within to achieve it and succeed. So once you've done all of those things, what are some other things you can do just to help you fulfill your intention? Review and reflect. Periodically, review how you're getting on. My intention is to have fun. Am I having fun? Is life fun? I mean, yes, there are going to be times when it isn't. Life can't always be fun. But if your intention is to have fun, am I, broadly, overall, having fun? If I am, brilliant, celebrated. If I'm not, okay, so there's no fun in my life. What do I need to do to start creating that fun? And reflect upon what you've done, what worked, what didn't, what changes might you make? So periodic review and reflection. And also, is this intention still right for me? Because sometimes our intention might have been good when we first set it, but as we're growing and developing, we might want to adjust and even grow this intention. My intention was this, but you know what? The more I think about it, the more I work at this, the more I want my intention to be this, to be bigger, to be grander, to be different. It's absolutely fine for your intention to grow, for your intention to adjust, to change, because we all change through life. And as we start experiencing more things, it might be we need to fine-tune it. Also, practice gratitude, particularly when you're when you're reviewing how you're doing, fulfilling your intention. Practice gratitude. What are things you can be grateful for, which are taking you closer and closer to fulfilling or to continuing to fulfill your intention? If your intention is to be healthy, for example, my intention is to have a healthy life. Express gratitude for everything that happens that helps you along that path. Perhaps if exercise, going to the gym, is a part of your regime to help fulfill that intention, be grateful every time you go there. Be grateful for the equipment. Be grateful for the support, for the staff there. Or whatever it is, find things to be grateful for, because the more you're grateful for, again, the more you're going to start spotting those things in life, and the more it's going to help you fulfill your intention. And one final thing with fulfilling your intentions. We said at the start, when you create your intention statement, check in with your values and your aspirations. What are things that are important to you? What do you want to achieve? As you're going along, just reconnect with these values, reconnect with these aspirations. They will help to reinforce the intention statement, help to help you to find more ways to truly fulfill that intention. That is pretty much what I wanted to cover today. Hopefully you found that useful. Hopefully you found it interesting. Hopefully you're going to start creating intentions of your own. See how magical life becomes when we create and start fulfilling our intentions. That's everything for this episode. Again, if you like it, please do give us a like, give us a comment, share this, post it, share it far and wide, subscribe on your favourite platform. Give us a review on your favourite platform. That really helps. And above all, whatever you do, take care, look after yourself, and I will see you in another episode very soon. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.